This is TWiT.
Bloomberg had another piece today with a surprising statistic that said that Uber accounted for 47% of the second largest provider of travel and expense management software in North America. I mean, that's sort of implying that 50% of businesses use Uber. Is that what this statistic means?
Yeah. So it's difficult to get a clear picture of business usage, but my colleague Brad Stone spoke to the second biggest operator of expense software that, you know, some of the largest businesses in North America use to manage their corporate travel. And, you know, they told us that Uber usage is approaching half of all ground transportation expenses through their system. So that means that professionals at companies throughout North America are increasingly and very, very quickly turning to Uber as almost their default for getting around in cities while they travel. We had a chart that ran alongside that story that kind of visualized how quickly this shift has happened, where, you know, just about a year ago, Uber accounted for less than 20% of expenses through this system, whereas, you know, taxi, limo, and bus expenses together accounted for close to 90%. And now, you know, that latter category is down to just over half, and Uber is up to just under half. I mean, it's just a startling shift that happens. And meanwhile, Lyft is at something like 1%.
So Lyft is more for consumers. Businesses are using
that. Yeah, and, you know, it's also got a smaller footprint nationally, I think, and virtually non-existent internationally. But yeah, I think, you know, business customers, those sort of higher end professionals, tend to go for an Uber ride over a mustache ride. And also, you know, Uber has done a lot with their business development team in terms of bringing on businesses. They have a program called Uber for Business, that they rolled out last summer. Which makes it easier for companies to have their employees expense their rides into Uber. They also did a deal with American Express, which is like, for any executive, like the default, you know, corporate card to have. And then they've worked with some popular, you know, travel and restaurant companies for business people like Starbucks and United to build Uber directly into their apps.